Good evening, everybody. It's 6 o'clock, so we'll make a start. Welcome to this meeting of Rydale District Council's Planning Committee. We are not expecting a fire alarm tonight, so if it does sound, it is for real. Please leave the building by the rear doors or the door to my right and congregate in the top car park. Ladies and gents, toilets are in the corridor along with water. Please can you ensure your mobile phones are switched off or on silent? We have no speakers this evening. Do all members have a copy of the agenda? Lovely. Agenda item one, apologies for absence.
Apologies have been received from Councillor Janu Dean.
Thank you. Agenda item two, declarations of interest. Do any members have any declarations? No? Lovely. We'll move on to agenda item three, the minutes of the meeting held on the 19th of December. These were circulated with the late pages. Councillor Hope.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Seems to be a bit of a mix-up, but I didn't get my apologies put on that December meeting, and Councillor Wainwright was subbing for me. I don't know, it didn't filter down or what, but I was couldn't get it at the last minute. But I did send me apologies.
Thank you, Will. I believe so.
Well, you apologised anyway.
Right,
we'll just put your apologies.
Just record my apologies, yes. Chairman. Thank you.
So, with that amendment, do we agree that these are a correct record? I'll move these minutes. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Cleary. Can I put those minutes to the vote, please? That's 8-4 and one abstention, so they've been carried. That's correct, yes. Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Agenda item four, I have no urgent business. Agenda item five is schedule of items to be determined by committee. Agenda item six is application land at Whitby Road, Pickering, pages 3 to 5 on your agenda.
Thank you, Chairman. I'll be very brief, as members will have seen that the first two applications on the agenda tonight are both applications which are recommended for a committee site inspection to be carried out. Both happen to be in Pickering, but that's not the reason that we're recommending site visit, Councillor Joy Andrews. The first application is actually in relation to the site that you see on the screen before you, is a major application for well in excess of 230 odd dwellings, and we still wait quite a number of consultee responses, and we're still in negotiation with the applicants, but we thought, because of the interest that's already been shown in the application to date, Chairman, that this would be an opportunity, a timely opportunity whilst that's all going on, for members to actually undertake a site inspection, and so that's the officer recommendation, Chairman.
Thank you. Well, I will move the recommendation for a site visit from the Chair. Do I have a seconder? That's Councillor Hope. Can I please put that to the vote? Thank you. That's unanimous, and therefore we'll have a site visit at a date to be confirmed. Agenda item 7 is application land northeast of Rock Cottage, Pickering, pages 6 to 70 on your agenda. Gary.
Thank you again, Chairman. As you'll see, just move on to the location plan of this. In fact, the site is sort of between the built-up area of the town of Pickering, moving towards the crossing at Newbridge. It's in on that section of roadway to the west of Pickering Beck, and the bulk of the site to the west of the North York Moors Railway. Again, this is a major application, Chairman, for a substantial carriage care facility, which also includes a workshop facility, which includes a paint shop. Substantial buildings, Chairman, and we have had extensive support and objection to this particular application. Again, it's a site that an application that we're unable to make a final recommendation because of outstanding technical consultee responses. As a result of expediency and making a more informed decision, Chairman, we're recommending that members also site inspect this application site on the same day as the one that you've previously decided to visit. And that's it, Chairman.
So again, the recommendation is for a site visit, so I will move that from the chair. Do I have a seconder? Councillor, Mrs. Shields. Thank you. Can we put that to the vote, please? That's unanimous, and the site visit will be held again with the date to be confirmed. Agenda item. I've gone one too far, beg your pardon. Agenda item 8 is application at the courtyard, Swinton Lane, Swinton, pages 71 to 89 on your agenda.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This application is seeking approval for reserved matters for the outline approval of 4 business units at the courtyard in Swinton. These first series of photographs will show you the development that's already present there, which is a number of office units. And as this is a reserve matters application, the reserve matters that are being sought approval for are the layout and scale of the development, the external appearance, and the landscaping. In terms of the layout and scale, the proposed units remain in the locations that were indicated initially in the outline application. The unit 1 is to the north of the site, and unit 4 is to the south of the site. Both of these are single story in nature. To the east of the site, buildings 2 and 3 are located, and they're both two story in nature. The car parking and access remains as what was previously indicated, and the North Yorkshire Highways officers confirmed that there's no objections to this proposal. In terms of the external appearance, again, this is broadly consistent with what was indicated at the outline stage. There was a response from the Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty Manager in relation to the fact there is not as yet any details about the render and colour of the cladding agreed. However, we've agreed with the agent that this can be submitted by planning condition. There was an original condition on the original outline application which is still relevant in this case and can be discharged. I'll just show you some of the photographs that I've taken. That shows some of the existing landscaping along the eastern boundary of the site, which, as you can see from the first photograph, is where the main entrance is located, and it's that entrance and access that will be retained as part of this application. This points to the area where building number 1 will be located, and that's to the north of the site. And this photograph indicates the existing landscaping that's not exactly present at the moment. But I'll come on to landscaping in a moment. This is kind of a view of where buildings 2 and 3 will be located. As you can see, there is quite significant landscaping along that boundary at the moment, and it's for that reason why the two-storey buildings were approved in that location. And that's just some other views of where buildings 2 and 3 will be. And that will be where building 3 will be, just in context with the existing development on site. This is the area where block number 4 will be located, just to the south of the site, and again there's quite significant landscaping there presently. In terms of landscaping, a plan has been submitted indicating the proposed landscaping. Our countryside specialist has noted that what has been proposed will be acceptable, subject to some further details in relation to the species mix and heights. Again, we feel that those can be dealt with effectively by planning condition, which has been attached to the report. As detailed within the report, there was a letter from Swinton Council, the parish council, to highlight some concerns they had in relation to the access to the site. As we've indicated, the overall principle of this development has already been established, and this application is simply for the reserve matters as detailed. So unfortunately, the issues being raised by the parish council at this point can't be considered, and it is noted that the highways officer has not found any issues with what's been proposed. Thank you, Chairman. Hopefully all the issues have been outlined in the report and the recommendations also outlined in the report.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the officer? Councillor Mrs. Shales.
I noticed the outline approval was almost 4 years ago. Is that the normal sort of time for to lapse between an outline and the actual final decision made on an application, please?
The first condition on the outline approval indicated the point at which the approval for reserve matters should be brought to us, so it is in time. It's March 2018 was the kind of final date there.
Any further questions for officers? Councillor Mrs. Goodrick.
Thank you, Chairman. I wonder, I know there was no, or you were leaving it for later, what the colour of this render was going to be, because the diagrams that we have, I'm struggling to find the right words to support this at the moment. If it's going to be like that, then I'm struggling to support this, because I think it's too stark and not sympathetic enough. So that's really where I'm coming from.
I think the position is, Chairman, that there is a materials condition on the outline planning permission which is still there to be discharged. Obviously, you can see from the drawings on the agenda, sorry, you're picking me up, that the buildings are of differing scales and sizes, but they're predominantly clay pantile roofed, some of them with timber clad structures, which I don't think we have an issue with. In terms of the use of render, I suppose the most typical colour of render has been in a building of this context is usually a pale coloured render. But accepting that as drawn on certain parts of the site, that might be actually more visible in landscape terms than other colours. As it stands at the moment, we haven't got a suggested colour, but the drawings are suggesting a cream coloured render. That's not to suggest that in discharging the condition, another colour might not be agreed. But that's what we've got before us at the moment. But that condition is still to be discharged on the outline planning permission. So I think I'm hearing what you're saying is that in landscape terms, perhaps particularly in respect of the northern boundary that Niamh just showed you the pictures of, if you were approaching from Swinton, a light-coloured wall might be more visible and prominent.
Are there any further questions for officers? No? Okay, we shall move into debate, and I am the ward member for this application. I'm quite happy to move the recommendation. As the outline has already been approved, reserve matters has got a landscaping condition on, and I'm confident that officers will negotiate a good render colour from the discharge of the conditional from the outline application. Does anybody else? Councillor Cleary.
I've nothing to add, merely to second your proposal.
Thank you. Councillor Paul Andrews.
yes, Chairman. I would agree, Chairman, but I also agree with the Parish Council. There is a lot of traffic using that road. I use it regularly. The reason is to avoid the traffic going into Moulton, to avoid the traffic lights there and the traffic generated by the Broughton Road development. So I have a lot of sympathy with what the parish clerk is saying. unfortunately, I accept that there is very little we can do about it because an outline planning permission has been granted. But otherwise, I'd have wanted to look at this matter in a lot more careful detail.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Yes, I also have some sympathy with the Parish Council because that road is getting a lot of excessive use at the present time. And I am in consultation with them at the moment on that matter. Thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak on the application? Councillor Mrs. Goodrick.
I recognise that, you know, as the ward member, you're happy to accept this. I'm still uncomfortable with the colour of this render. And for that reason, I should probably abstain on the vote. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak? No, it has been moved and seconded for approval, so I'll put that to the vote. That's 8-4 and one abstention, so the application has been approved. Agenda item 9 is application at 4 St Oswald's Close, Oswald Kirk.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to highlight the fact that the reason this particular householder application is on the agenda before you for consideration tonight is because of an objection we'd received from a neighbouring occupier to that property, the occupier of number 6 in Oswald's Close, the relationship of which is shown on page 93 of your agenda papers. So it's a property, I'll say northeast, probably east-northeast of the bungalow that is the subject of the proposed application. I'm going to show you some photographs in a moment, Chair, because I think the photographs are probably more useful than the plans in some respect. But whilst on that plan, those of you familiar with Oswald Kirk will know that if you're approaching Oswald Kirk from the sort of Hovingham Road direction, that you drop down the embankment into the village. And then rather than heading off towards York in that direction, you take a sharp right and head past the Malt Shovel public house, and let's navigate by the public house. And on the south side of that road, as you're heading towards Ampleforth, there is a relatively modern development, which is signmarked as Manor View, which actually then leads to St Oswald's Close. So it's a development predominantly of single-storey buildings, bungalows that are on the south side of the main village street, on generally lower ground than the main village street, but there are some subtle differences in level. And as you'll see from the photographs, St Oswald Close actually rises from west to east. So the objector's property is actually located on higher ground than the actual application site. And I'll just nip to the photographs. This is a view in the rear garden. The application is predominantly to the rear with a flat roof design, but it also has there is also a side extension in the gap between the two properties, which is of a subordinate level to the main bungalow. So this is panning across. As you can see, the properties are located in fairly wide plots, but they're fairly limited in depth, so that this is open countryside to the back of the properties further south. So panning across, I'm showing you a view of the rear garden towards the neighbouring property's garage. And that's panning across. So this gives you an idea of how the properties step up. So this is the neighbouring occupier who has objected to the application. The boundary fence, which as you can see, the ground level is appreciably higher. But there is a gap between the two properties, which this proposal slightly laps around, which you can see on the submitted plans. Panning further round, this is the typical design of the properties in the close. So you have this sort of slightly art stone appearance with the pantiled roof. Panning across, you then catch glimpses through between the gaps of the buildings of other properties elsewhere, heading back north to the main village street, which are on much higher ground. And panning, that's the full rear extension, so that's standing right on the back of boundary of the property, looking at how it is at the moment. This is a view panning round to the neighbour at number 2, which is on slightly lower ground, but you'll see a large part of that is screened by this property's own garage and the neighbour's boundary fence. This is a view nearer to the side between the two properties, and again you get more of an indication of the gap between the two properties. And this is a view square on, so the on the plan where you've got the pitched roofed side addition, it's sitting in here, but it's roughly about half the height of the existing dwelling, so it's only partly across the side gable. From this point here, you can see a tree in the background, which is in the front garden of this dwelling, so I'll show you that in a moment. This is another view to the side, on the opposite side of the bungalows. Again, you can see views of other properties in the background going up to the higher part of the village street. This is a view of the front of the property as it was. I think the property has just recently been purchased, and all of this sort of ivy has now been taken off the front of the property, but it gives you an indication of how much higher the neighbouring property is. So you can see the level of the ground is stepping up. And this is a view across the front garden. So that's the tree I was just showing you from the rear of the property in the gap. And this is the neighbouring property. So you can see the floor level of that property roughly here in relation to this one is appreciably higher. This is number four. This is the application site. Yes. This is number four. This is number six. So I'll just pan through. So these are photographs taken this morning because I think the new owner has planted some laurel in the front garden. But you can see this is number four in the profile of that roof. And you're stepping up the hill as you go back eastwards. So number six is set here. So you can see that the floor level of that property in relation to this one is appreciably higher. I did take a shot back the other way this morning, but fortunately it was into the sun. But you get an idea of this is number four, and number two is similarly further down, although the application proposal is actually effectively screened from number two by the existing garage and boundary street screening. This is number two. This is number two. The objection we've had is from the occupier of this one on the higher ground, number six. I think if you then, having seen all those photographs, if members pan to page 94, which is a copy of the, particularly the rear elevation, I think is probably most helpful. There's an indication of the difference in ground levels at that point. You can appreciate that the objector's property is set appreciably above, the floor level is set appreciably above the application site. And on page 95, you can see that the design, which is part flat roof on the rear but part pitch roof on the side, the side element, which I think has been the bit that's concerned the neighbour most, is actually a subordinate extension set at lower level. Our view is that yes, the neighbour would be aware of it, but the impact is such that we couldn't justify refusing the impact for the reasons specified by the neighbour, which were about loss of light to their living and dining room and also affecting the views of the countryside. Well, I don't think that really would affect the view of the countryside, to be honest, and the impact of the extension, well, that's assessed in the report, Chairman, and we think that this application is acceptable.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the officer? Councillor Mrs. Goodrick.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Do we know what the height differentiation is, Gary? Just out of curiosity. Thank you.
Give you an indication as much as I can. To all intents and purposes, the properties are identical. So it's about 1.1 metres lower. Well, that's what this drawing is telling me. So it's getting on for 3.5 foot in old money. It's an appreciable distance given the separation, the descent from one plot to the next is more than a metre gap between plots is actually quite a step down.
And then Councillor Mrs Shields.
Just to probably what may be an obvious one, do each of the properties, the rest of them up that line and also number two, have the same amount of land either side, front and back, of their own particular, they are bungalows, aren't they, really?
I think, Chairman, page 93 sort of gives you an indication of the rough similarities of plot. Obviously, every plot slightly different in terms of the configuration because of the shape of what I guess was the original field, but the separations are very similar. If anything, the separation between 4 and 6 is greater than some of the others, I think.
Right. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any further questions? Okay, we shall move into the debate. We don't have the local member here. Does anybody wish to take this one? Councillor Windus.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, it used to be my patch when I was in the Sinnington ward, and I do know it fairly well, that one, and I can't see any problem. It's not going to affect the neighbours' light in any way at all, I wouldn't have thought, because certainly the side and the rear, can't see any problem with it, so I'll move officer recommendation.
Thank you. Any other? Councillor Goodrick.
I'm happy to second that, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Paul Andrews, communicate.
No, I was just going to second it as well.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it has been moved and seconded for approval, so I'll move to the vote, please. That is unanimous, so the application has been approved. We'll move on to agenda item 10, which is any other business. I have no other business apart from to say I've been very remiss and not welcome Niamh to her first planning committee meeting, and to Councillor Paul Andrews for his first meeting.
Thank you.
Agenda item 11 is list of applications determined under delegated powers, which was circulated for you this evening. Okay, that concludes the agenda. Therefore, thank you all for for attending, and we'll now set a date for the committee site visit. Is everybody available for the for Wednesday the 31st at all of January? That's not good for you. Well, that's fine. You're the local member, so of course. Can anybody, Michael? Can you do the 30th? No, I can't.
I can. There is a meeting here for members on the 30th.
Gary can't do that.
You
can do the 31st. Gary can do the 31st or the second.
Friday the second.
Yeah. Friday the second, is that? Yeah. Councillor Shields, are you?
Friday the second of February.
Yes. Yeah. 10 o'clock?
At the first
one, and then? Okay. Too late before the next meeting, unfortunately, to get the. So we're going. Most people can do the second, so. Yeah, how many can do the second? But you're the local member, so. We'll go for the second, Joy. Yeah, can I just have a show of hands? Who can do the second, please? And we'll start at 9:30 if you help Mrs. Councillor Shields get where. Yeah, lovely. So 9:30 start on the 2nd of February.
I suspect each application will take around about an hour. They're both fairly big sites, and the first one's a big site to get round. The second one is not so much the site, but walking the locality. So I think we should be done by about 11:30. Fingers crossed, you know.
Yes, thank you. We'll note those. Thank you all very much, and have a safe journey home. Thank you. We'll get a letter, but can you please remember to wear some sturdy footwear, please?